Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This programme is another in our series of hymns and their stories. This is actually volume 4. On the Holy Half Hour, we like to say that holy hymns can be very jazzy and secular songs can be very profound. And in this programme, it's the first part we're focusing on. So even if you do not go to church or know much about hymns, hang in there with us and you'll get an eye-opener, well, I mean an ear-opener, and a very pleasant surprise at how good the music is and how interesting the stories behind the hymns can be. So to set the scene and get us in the mood, here's a good example of what I mean, a jazzy hymn with an interesting backstory. Jack and Anna Hayford, an American couple from California, were on holiday in Britain in 1977, when the Queen was celebrating her 25th anniversary of her coronation. The whole country seemed very enthused about this. It was after their visit to Blenheim Castle, where Winston Churchill had been born, that Jack Hayford began to think that if we are awestruck by the royalty of earthly monarchs, how much more should we be in awe of the King of Kings? As Jack and his wife Anna drove together, the opening lyrics and melody of the hymn Majesty came into his heart. When he got back home to California, he finished the short hymn. The hymn praises God for his majesty and celebrates our participation in it. It says, Majesty, kingdom authority, flow from his, that's God's throne, unto his own, that's us. And it finishes with the thought, Jesus who died is now glorified and is king of all kings. So here's the famous Gaither family singing the hymn, Majesty. Was sung by the Gaither family and friends. Bill Gaither was a 27-year-old high school teacher in Indiana, in America, when the evangelist Dale Oldham invited him to play the piano at a revival meeting being held just 50 miles away. Bill Gaither was honoured and delighted, the service went very well, with many people committing their lives to Jesus, and afterwards Dale Oldham said to Bill Gaither that he'd really felt that the hand of Jesus had touched them, and he encouraged Bill to try to write a hymn based on the words, "He touched me, oh, he touched me." Bill Gaither wrote the hymn by the next morning, and within a week Dale's son, Doug Oldham, was singing it in concerts and soon made a recording of it. Elvis Presley won a Grammy for his version of it. The song launched Bill Gaither's illustrious musical career. Bill felt that the hymn was so successful because it expresses the experience of everyone who comes to Jesus. Here are two versions of the song, the first from a Bill Gaither CD, but featuring George Beverly Shea, and the second from Derek Carroll, a man from my hometown of Fraserburgh.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same.
His wife Gloria wrote a lot of hymns together, such as Because He Lives, and this next one, There's Something About That Name. There is something special about the name of Jesus. Millions of people all across the world in all kinds of cultures, and countless millions of people down through every age of history, and people now in heaven as well as on earth, worship Jesus as God. Paul in the Bible predicts that one day, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord, God, boss, number one. Gloria Gaither says that she felt the full force of the special power of Jesus' name when her grandparents and Bill's grandparents suffered dementia, and even in their confused state, they very often spoke the name of Jesus. And when Bill and Gloria were new and inexperienced parents and their children took ill, they would call on the name of Jesus, the great physician, to help them. So here is Bill and Gloria and the Gaither Singers singing their hymn together.
Master, Jesus. Mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. In the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard her mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brought cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Embers have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall rise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name Jesus. For in that day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Oh, there is something about that name.
And there is indeed something special about the name of Jesus. Many hymns begin with the word Jesus. In fact, I have a stack of them right here now. Let's listen to a few from Spring Harvest, Adelaide College and Saltcoats, and from Songs of Fellowship.
Jesus is the name we are. Majestic name above all other names, highest heaven and earth proclaim, Jesus is our God. We were glorified.
center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your
There are so many hymns beginning with the word Jesus. We might have played our own theme tune, for instance.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love.
But we shall refrain, because you've heard it already and we've a lot more to enjoy. Another hymn beginning with Jesus' name, and one which has an interesting story to it, is Jesus Shall Reign. It was written by a prolific hymn writer called Isaac Watts, who lived over 300 years ago. He used to say that his aim was to see David converted into a Christian, by which he meant that David, who wrote lovely psalms, never had the benefit of meeting Jesus centuries later. And while the psalms are full of good material, we have the benefit of knowing Jesus and his gospel. So Isaac Watts took Psalm 72 and added in the gospel of Jesus into it and produced his classic hymn, Jesus Shall Reign. While Watts was updating the ancient psalm, he was also ahead of his time in expressing a worldwide missionary zeal, because it was only 60 years after the hymn that the great worldwide modern missionary movement began with William Carey setting sail for India. Today, Christ's kingdom spreads from shore to shore, as the hymn puts it, in a matter of seconds, in live broadcasts, online, in all kinds of ways. And as the hymn says, people and realms of every tongue enjoy Jesus' love and sing his praises together, as in this timeless treasure of a hymn. My own favourite hymn begins with the word Jesus, and it sums up everything in the Christian faith in just three words. It's Jesus loves me. It's so simple that a little child can get it, and yet so profound the wisest old person struggles to grasp it. I believed it as a seven-year-old child, and then lost it at the age of nine. I could believe Jesus loves, that Jesus loves everybody else, but I couldn't feel that Jesus loved me in particular. I stopped singing it till I was 12, but then my wee sister Audrey said something, which I still can't remember, but which enabled me to believe it and sing it again with gusto. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I have since gone on to study theology and have a lifetime as a minister, but I always come back to those three words, Jesus loves me. All the studying, thinking, praying, agonizing, living, go into trying to accept the fact that I am accepted and loved, wanted, belong, am called, chosen, Jesus' child, his partner, the one he loves, forever. I once heard my favourite theologian, the world-famous Karl Barth, being asked an impossible question. Can you sum up everything you've ever spoken and written? And within about 3 seconds, he just started to sing Jesus Loves Me. Here's a couple of better singers to sing it. Evie and then Michael Card. Bye for now.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the to Him belong. They are weak, oh, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
This I know.